Order. Order.
Now, I say to all members, mainly the National Party backbench, if some of them don't want to be thrown out today, when I'm on my feet, they'll stop clapping, they'll stop behaving like buffoons, and when I'm on my feet, even the Prime Minister will sit down. And when I'm on my feet, that is the rule, or people will leave this chamber. I will not tolerate that again today. Let me make that very clear to both sides of the House.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, nearing the end of his tether in an unruly session that he was to write off as a complete waste of time.
Questions today have been mostly out of order, and maybe I should have ruled them all out. It would have saved an awful lot of time wasting. And answers have been absolutely unnecessarily gratuitous at times.
Among them, one from the Prime Minister, John Key, that began with this patsy government question.
To the Prime Minister, what safeguards currently exist in legislation regarding sales of New Zealand land to foreigners?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, what an excellent question.
As might be expected from his own chief whip, Chris Tremaine, setting the Prime Minister up for the swipe across the chamber at Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
When I looked at all the things that the Leader of the Opposition did in the weekend, I noted to myself, like on foreign land, like on cost of living, he simply cries Chicken Little. And Mr. Order. Speaker, it's not Chicken Order. Little he Order. Needs to worry about, Order. It's Andrew Order. Little.
Greeted with great hilarity on the national benches, the Prime Minister's linking of Chicken Little to Labour Party President Andrew Little failed to raise a laugh with the Speaker.
And we just see how question time just goes from bad to worse. And maybe I'll have to start getting tougher and stopping gratuitous answers when they're unnecessary and stopping ruling out questions that are just totally out of order. Now, I'd rather not interfere like that, but today has just been very unsatisfactory, totally unsatisfactory.
And that was before National's Deputy Bill English used his answer to another patsy question to launch his attack on the opposition.
Opposition promising borrow and spend. And if there's
order.
Everywhere else
order.
In the world,
order.
They're promising
order.
To do the opposite.
Now, the Minister might tell me why I should not ask him to leave the chamber right now. Because I was on my feet, and the Minister made no attempt to resume his seat. Now, it would be unfair today because of the shambles today to pick on one Minister. But I warn Ministers, I will not tolerate this further. I will not tolerate patsy questions being used to attack the opposition. And today has been just totally waste of time in terms of question time. Just a massive, it has been, in my view, very unsatisfactory. And I want members to reflect on it, because I'm certainly not going to tolerate it as Speaker. And I intend making sure this does not happen again. And I make it very clear to members, to ministers, where there is a straight primary question, I will sit a minister down immediately where they attack the questioner or the questioner's party on a straight primary question. Where supplementary questions contain political comment, there is obviously license to inject political comment into the answer. I'm not going to stop ministers doing that because I want the discipline then to be on the questioners to ask decent questions, to hold ministers to account instead of making stupid political statements. But I mean what I say, and I just do not want to see today repeated.
That sentiment was repeated by the Speaker when question time came to an end.
Today's been today, tomorrow will be another day. And beware, the Speaker will be keen to see a rather different question time. The House concludes question time, questions for Alan, so I call on Government Order of the Day number one.
And that was the third and final reading of the Public Health and Disability Amendment Bill, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The bill's aim was outlined by Health Minister Tony Ryle.
The bill and its supporting regulations provides the statutory environment to improve the coordination of resources across the district health boards, reduce bureaucracy, improve frontline health services, and improve value in the public health and disability sector. The bill is consistent with the government's pre-election commitments, where we said we would make improvements to the public health service without the distraction of massive restructuring, and this bill does that.
Labour's health spokeswoman, Ruth Dyson, touched on two main provisions in the bill.
The first one, to establish a health quality and safety commission. My recollection is that every single submitter who commented on the establishment of the commission supported it. The second primary purpose was to give a mandate for collective purchasing across DHBs for arbitration when DHBs had any conflicts or disputes.
Labor's health spokeswoman, Ruth Dyson, speaking on the third and final reading of the Public Health and Disability Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.